Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Friday. Football Friday. Redskins Friday on the Junkies. Presented by the one and only sportsbook, Hollywood Casino, Charlestown Races. We're going to flip the script here and go from football to movies. Kevin McCarthy joins us, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. Where in the world is Kevin McCarthy?
JP, good morning, guys. I'm in Washington, D.C. Good morning to you, Jason. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm excited to see The Mule. Eric is excited to see Widows.
No, I want to see The Mule, too, I think. I think the previews have been really good.
But you've been talking about Widows, too.
Yeah.
And I know Widows has been out, but The Mule comes out today, and I plan on seeing it at 12:50. Let's start with that one.
Yeah, I got a bunch of movies. I got The Mule, I got Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, I got Roma, I got, and also this movie called Mortal Engines. Eric, you're going to be bitter at me. I have not had a chance to see Widows yet.
You told me you were going to see it.
I know. I was traveling. I was going to watch it, and then I had a bunch of different screenings to go to, so I didn't have a chance to see it yet.
Didn't you say your wife liked it, though?
Yeah, my wife liked it a lot, yeah. I mean, I want to see it. It's just like with the – because you guys know I travel for these press junkets. That particular junket I couldn't do because my parents were in town, and then – as I've been traveling these past 2 weeks, I covered 15 films in 14 days. So it was just a lot. So I just haven't had a chance to see it. I'm sorry.
All right.
Well,
what about The Mule? Jason said you disappointed him. You sent him a text and you were like, eh.
Yeah. I mean, The Mule, listen, I mean, so we all love Clint Eastwood, right? I mean, like Clint Eastwood's one of the greatest actors and directors of our time. I think we can all agree that Unforgiven, Million Dollar Babies, you know, American Sniper. I mean, he's just a legend. I mean, and going back to the acting aspect of it, Dirty Harry, Man with, you know, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Fistful of Dollars. Now, where does The Mule lie within, like, all the classic Eastwood-directed films? Obviously, he didn't direct all of those, but recently with American Sniper and, you know, more, you know, in the 90s with Unforgiven, he's shown that he's a great director. The Mule kind of falls right in the middle, so I don't think it's anywhere near as bad as the 1517 to Paris. Those films like Hereafter and Invictus were just okay. The Mule is slightly above those, but nowhere near the level of like an American Sniper or a Sully or, you know, an Unforgiven.
Is it because his age shows a lot when he's acting, or is it the story?
No, I mean, Sully was a couple of years ago, so like he directed that movie. That was, at a very similar age, and I didn't feel that his age affected that movie. But acting-wise, this is like his first major acting performance since 2012. He led Gran Torino in 2008, and also he was in Trouble with a Curve. But the reason why the film falls a bit flat for me was the story, the script particularly. I mean, this is, for people who aren't aware, Clint Eastwood's character is a drug mule, becomes a drug mule for the Mexican cartel. And it's about family. It's about the work-life balance, you know, putting family first. And he is at this point in his life where he's trying to make up for time that he has not spent with his family. This is actually based on a true story. This is inspired by a New York Times article that was written about a 90-year-old drug mule. And Eastwood is great in it. I mean, like, every scene he's in, he's phenomenal, Jason. Like, really? He commands it. He's Eastwood. He's the looks on his face. Bradley Cooper plays the DE agent who's trying to track down whoever this drug mule is. Now, the trailer, to me, makes you believe he's been doing this for a while, but the basic plot line is he kind of gets roped into being a drug mule just so he can make some money at this particular age in his life. He doesn't really know what he's transporting at first, which is why when you watch the trailer, he opens up his trunk, he opens up that bag, and he's like, oh, my God. And then that cop pulls up, and the dog starts barking. But, you know, the movie's fine. I think, Jason, I think if you went and saw it today, you're going to walk out and go, okay, that was decent. I mean, you're not gonna go, this is bad. This is definitely not a bad movie by any means. I think that it's shot well. I think Cooper's great. I just think that the middle is a bit slow and the ending's a bit anticlimactic. But overall, I think, Jason, I think you'll walk out and go, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'll like it.
So it's not overly boring. I'm not going to be bored and just.
Oh no.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, the whole concept is amazing. I mean, the idea that this guy in his close to 90 years old driving drugs for a Mexican cartel, and the DEA is after him. That whole element is awesome. There's actually a scene in the movie that, in my opinion, felt like an homage to Heat, where, you know, remember in Heat when De Niro and Pacino were in that diner together, and, you know, since Bradley Cooper is trying to track him down, like, there's a sequence where you see in the trailer where they do kind of talk to each other, and that was pretty cool because you know that both of them are, you know, trying to do different things. So, I mean, it's fine. I gave it a 3 out of 5. But again,
that's low, dude.
3 out of 5, not even a 3.5? Man, that's...
No, I mean, I just found it to be just
it was
decent.
Yeah,
what's
okay.
wrong with the script?
I mean, it's just a little bit slow. Like it drags a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying this is a bad movie. I mean, people hear 3 and they think this is like a bad film. I'm not giving it like a 1.5 or a 2 or a 2.5. This is
There's
just
no
a middle of the road
it,
movie.
Yeah, I'm starting to get down on it.
Jason, I will say
this. No, it takes one person. It really does.
I know. I saw Ryan the other day, Ryan the Bellman.
Yeah.
And
he called the show yesterday. He was hammered.
He was hammered.
Well, one thing, Jason, I want to have a heart-to-heart with you here, because you hear one bad review, and then you just completely lose all interest. Like, for example, yeah. Eric saw Bohemian Rhapsody, loved it,
right?
And you were, and then all of a sudden you hear one person say it's bad, and then you just...
I'm out. I don't
completely go. I don't understand that thought process.
By the way,
Frank Hanrahan told me it sucked. So
he didn't even want to go there. His wife dragged him.
I didn't want to see it.
Listen, I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes, and out of 437 users, you know, audience members, it's 100% liked it. 100% liked The Mule.
Yeah.
Listen, The Mule's a fine movie. I mean, here's the thing. You know, Rotten Tomatoes is basically up or down, right? So,
yeah, right.
Yes or no.
The average rating, though, is 4.8 out of 5.
All right, well, I disagree with that rating.
65%.
Well, that's the audience.
The tomato meter got 65%. That's not
all right,
horrible.
That's from the critics.
That's from the critics, yeah.
Right, but the audience, the average rating, 4.8 out of 5. That's pretty freaking high.
You guys know me. You guys know that I'm generally, I fall into more of where the audience stands on film. Now, that particular rating, I can't speak to that. But I mean, I'm recommending The Mule. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm telling you to go see it. I just don't think you're going to be blown away by it. Like, I think the trailer is better than the movie.
Oh,
if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what
the trailer is amazing.
The trailer is amazing.
All right.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. So I'll probably go see it. All right. So then you got Spider-Man. What is it called? Into the what?
Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah. No. This is. I know Whatever. That at the beginning of the year when this was the release dates were coming out for this, Eric Bickle was just all in on this.
I mean
this
for is dumb comic movies. Oh,
this
my God.
Is. Well, first of all, that's what people are seeing. I mean, everyone's seeing these comic book movies. The highest grossing film of the year was Black Panther domestically
yeah.
in the U.S.
I don't know what's wrong with people.
People want escapism. People want to get away from what's going on in the world. So that's why Bohemian Rhapsody made $600 million, because it was just an escape. I mean, Eric,
that was like based on a true story, which is cool.
Yeah, but when you walked out of Bohemian Rhapsody, didn't you feel a little pumped? Like it's a great, like, you just feel great when you leave. Like that's that Live Aid before. I mean, it's sad what happens to Freddie, obviously, but what my
feel,
point being
felt pumped. I thought it was a really good movie.
The music is just awesome.
Right.
Like that Live Aid performance is great. But Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah, this is. I mean, I don't think either of you are going to be interested in this. I know you guys aren't big comic book fans, but and that's not a bad thing. I know some people just aren't into these types of movies, but this is one of the best movies of the year. I mean, it's if you're into the superhero movies, this is Miles Morales. This is a very different type of Spider-Man storyline. It takes place in alternate universes. I mean, on different dimensions. Eric's already sleeping. This is basically, you know, Shameik Moore plays Miles Morales, and he's trying to save the world. And he teams up with Peter Parker and Gwen Stacy. The voice acting is amazing. You know, you have Nick Cage playing Spider-Man Noir. You have Phil Lord writing this movie, who did 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Lego Movie. I mean, these guys
is this
are...
thing, like, animated?
Yeah, but it's groundbreaking, like, animation.
Ugh.
So they animated it in a way where you look like you're reading a comic book, if that makes sense. So, like, if you're flipping through a comic book, imagine... No, it's cool, man. Imagine those visuals coming to life. Like, it's kind of pretty wild how they pulled it off. And Stan Lee has a cameo in it, obviously. He filmed it, you know, recorded it prior to his passing, clearly. But, I mean, the cool thing about that particular cameo now is when you watch it, it means more. But, yeah, I loved it. I mean, again, I won't spend too much time on it, but I loved it. I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. Highly recommend seeing it. It's one of the most incredible animated films. I've seen it a long time. It's definitely one of the best films of the
this
year.
This is the highest. I mean, Rotten Tomatoes, the critics, 98%.
What does the audience say about
94.
It? 94. Yeah. How many ratings?
From which? The fans?
From the audience.
2,700.
Yeah. See, there you go. See, like, if you look at that number, Mule has, what, 400, that average is obviously a little higher. Let that sit.
400 is still a good number, though. I feel like that's not too small of a sample size. You do?
No, I agree. But, yeah. I mean, let the weekend play out. I think it'll probably go down to, like, a 4, maybe a 3.75 or something like that. We'll see. But
right.
I think Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is definitely worth seeing. Now, Roma, I got to mention Roma. I know you guys are—listen, this is a—
What's
this
that
a,
one about?
It's a tough sell. I mean, essentially, it's about a family living in Mexico City in the early 70s, and it's about a maid who works for that family. Now, just hear me out, because I know this is kind of a hard sell, but it's a black and white film with English subtitles, a Spanish movie. But it is going to be nominated for Best Picture. It's a Netflix movie. This is going to be historical because it's going to be the first time a Netflix film was nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. This is Alfonso Cuarón, the guy who directed Gravity, Children of Men, Prisoner of Azkaban. He shot the movie, directed the film. It's based on his life growing up in Mexico City. It is just an astounding film, like from every visual standpoint. It is incredibly intense. It's shot chronologically. He didn't really give the actors a script. A lot of what you're seeing is genuine reactions in the movie. Now, for people out there who are interested, this is streaming on Netflix today. But I highly recommend seeing it in a theater if you can. I know that there are 4 theaters, at least in our area, that are playing it right now. See, Netflix is... they're allowing filmmakers to allow their movies to come out in theaters for a couple weeks prior to the streaming date of Netflix, and then they remain in theaters if people want to see them on a big screen. So Landmark, E Street, Bethesda Row, I believe the Alamo out in Loudoun's playing it, and also the Alamo in Woodbridge. This is a masterpiece. It's a 5 out of 5. It's one of the best films of the year. It is just purely one of the best pieces of cinema I've seen in a long time. That being said, it's a slow burn. So if you're sitting in your house on your couch reading your phone while you're watching this on Netflix, it's not going to work. I mean, you have to pay attention to it. So, I mean, I just fear somebody at home popping this movie on and then, like, getting up to get something from the kitchen or texting somebody or reading Twitter, and then it's not going to play well for you. So if you can focus on it, watch it in your house or see it in the theater, that's the best way to see it. So it's a phenomenal film, but it's definitely a tough sell considering it's black and white,
Kevin,
Spanish, English subtitles. Yeah.
Some texters over the last few weeks have been telling me about, or last few days have been telling me about this movie, Triple Frontier. I believe it's a Netflix movie.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No, but I heard the trailer dropped for it, I think, a couple of days ago or some kind of post. I think Affleck, yeah, I saw the trailer come across my timeline, but I have not seen the film. Everyone's going to Netflix, so that's the key now, is that the Coen brothers have a movie on Netflix right now called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. I mean, there's a ton of things out there right now, but this year has been an incredible year for films, and I think that, Jason, I'm just curious what you think about The Mule. I think you're probably going to fall somewhere in 3.5 area.
Okay, I'll text you, Ricky.
My Papa Squeezy.
All right, thank
you,
Kevin.
Where are you going? Where are you going for the holidays? You going to be around?
Yeah, I'm staying in town. I'm going down to my folks for New Year's, and then for Christmas, we're just staying here with Lauren's family. So Eric, I promise I'll watch Widows. I need to see it this week.
Just
I'm sorry.
Text me if you do.
Crazy.
I mean,
yeah,
it's going to be out of the theaters. It'll be out of theaters probably by next week.
I mean, I love Steve McQueen, the guy who directed 12 Years a Slave and Shame. I mean, it's just a movie that I just happened to miss, and then I couldn't get to any of the screenings, and then I just life happens and work happens, and just didn't get around to going back to see it. I mean, they release hundreds of movies a year. I see 150 films a year, so it's just hard sometimes to get every one of them.
Don't worry. It'd be so defensive. Did you figure out what you're gonna get Lauren for Christmas, by the way?
No, I still need to figure that out. Have you guys already gotten your wives gifts?
I don't buy gifts anymore.
Wait, Jason, you're kidding, right?
No, I don't. I buy maybe one gift for my wife.
Okay, when do you do that? Do you do it like the
he
week of?
Does it like the day
for Christmas
before.
Eve, yeah.
It runs out there
Eric,
real quick.
Eric, are you done? Are you finished?
I don't know.
No,
we'll get something.
He doesn't know what's going on.
We'll get something, but
I haven't. I'm sleeping on Christmas gifts this year. I don't have anything yet.
Well, aren't you just going to get her something like movie related?
No, I mean, I usually walk down to like the Tiffany's down the street here and get something like the couple days before. Normally, is what I normally do.
That'll work.
Yeah, I mean that blue box goes a long way. It doesn't matter what's inside of it,
but the blue box. People still like that. They still do.
People get psyched for the blue box, man.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Kev.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right, I love you guys.
All right, love you too. Thank you. It's Kevin McCarthy. I've been asking the guy for 3 weeks to see this dumb movie. He still hasn't seen it. And that's a very mediocre review of The Mule.
That is.
Which is exactly what I was afraid of. The preview and the trailer better than the movie.
So I'm going to walk in that theater today and going, you know what? This movie's not going to be any good.
Well, that might be good then. Lower your expectations.
Yeah, we'll see.
It you could tell, though, by watching the preview, you could see this one may have the potential of like dragging.
Yeah.
Like a slow burn type thing.
Well, that's because Clint drags.
Well, I mean, he's an older guy.
Yeah, the guy's 90 years old.
You could see. Look, he looks phenomenal. I don't think his age will affect it.
I really wanted to see it because Bradley Cooper's my boy.
Oh.
I'm a big Bradley Cooper guy.
I think Eastwood, when you see him on camera, there's something, he's striking. It's like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, a great actor. But I'm wondering if it drags because of that or if it's just the story.
I think it's just the story. At least the way.
Well, I'm hoping they added a little Hollywood to it because I know it's based off of true events or based off a true story. I don't know.
Do you already know like the outcome? Did you already Google all the outcome?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you said anticlimactic, so that's not good.
Right. Well, that tells me
it's a dud ending.
That tells me the story in real life was anticlimactic, and they didn't.
Well, then that's where you want them. That's where you want them to Hollywood it up a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Still taking calls on Skins Jags. I don't know. Does anybody have any interest in that?
Well, let's break it down a little bit when we come back, and then we can open up the lines. Am I the only one in town that actually thinks the Skins have a real shot? I really do. I think they have a real shot to win this game. Jason thinks I'm crazy. We'll get into it when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Redskins Friday and the Junkies presented by the one and only Sportsbook. Hollywood Casino, Charlestown Races. Also, have to mention that on Sunday, if you want to go check out JP and Cakes, they'll be broadcasting live at Glory Days Grill in Fairfax from 11 till 1 p.m. right before the Skins-Jags game. So you can catch JP and Cakes at the Glory Days Grill in Fairfax, breaking everything down. Details at thefandc.com/events. All right, so when you kind of look at this game, the Skins-Jags game, obviously – the Jags are done. They've had a horrible year, mainly because Fournette missed most of the first half of the season, missed all of October, and Bortles sucked. And the defense hasn't been as good as it usually is, not as dominating. So they're out of it, and they're starting Cody Kessler. But on the flip side, their defense is still very good. Their defense is ranked 6th in the league, and they're ranked 2 against the pass. They will not allow passing yards to Josh Johnson. Now, they're a lot worse against the run. They rank 21st against the run. So maybe Peterson has a big day. That's the way you can kind of beat them.
Well, I think Josh Johnson's going to have a big day with his legs, too.
That's true. So you might be able to run against Jacksonville. Also, they have not gotten to the quarterback as much as they did last year. They were leading the league in sacks or near the top in sacks last year. They have not gotten to the quarterback as much. But those pass defense numbers are pretty impressive.
All right, here's the way I look at it. I want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. What side are you on this one here? I know most Skins fans have given up hope. I know, Grant and Danny, they're with Jason. I think we're just going to lose these last 7 games here, lose these last 3. I'm sure most analysts kind of think that that's the way it's going to be. And I get it. There are a lot of reasons to be down. Skins are reeling. Lost 4 in a row. Injuries are just, they won't stop. We already know for sure we don't have Jordan Reed. Probably, I mean, the shot we won't have Josh Doctson. It's kind of laughable that that's even an issue, but when you consider the backups filling in for him,
help you can get.
You kind of need him. The locker room is imploding. Mason Foster saga continues. We haven't talked about it. Apparently yesterday on his Instagram, they found some homophobic stuff.
Oh boy,
I didn't hear that. Of course, he claims it was his cousin.
Right.
His cousin's been running his account for the last month or so. Who knows?
Just blame
what's
the cousin.
Blame Toddy. It is what it is. It's a disaster. Zach Brown's frustrated. He's whining. He sees the end. I feel for him, but, you know, he sees the writing on the wall, in his own words. DJ Swearinger has been openly critical of the team and the defense all season. They're down to their fourth quarterback. The guy's been on 12 teams, never won a game as a starter, 0-5. Offensive line's in shambles. We got a tackle probably playing guard, right? We've got our third or fourth guard playing right guard. We got a right tackle that can't get the snap count right. We've been littered with penalties. There's every reason in the world to be negative. But I'm sorry, I think we got a shot to win this game. We're playing the Jags. Their pass defense might be great. Sure, I can't argue those numbers, but they're the friggin' Jags. They've got four wins. They've lost nine times, right? As good as their pass defense is, they gave up 24 to the Bills, 29 in their first matchup to the Colts, 24 to the Eagles, 40 to the Cowboys, 30 to the Chiefs. I mean, they can be had. You can score against them. They're a friggin' four-win team. Fournette's been disappointing. Jason talking about it. He's had the injuries, whatever. And, you know, as bad as the Skins have been on offense, we at least average 19 a game. That's pretty putrid. Until you see the Jags average 16.
Yep,
the Jags average 16 points a game. All right? They're a poop show offense, on offense.
Offense struggles.
So to sit here and just act like we're going to get smoked by the Jags, that's embarrassing.
No one said they're going to get smoked. I just said they're going to lose.
We're going to put up a good fight, and I think we've got a shot to win this game.
And Cody Kessler has been bad. He hasn't thrown for more than 240 yards. In fact, in two of his three starts, he didn't even get it to 200 yards. But Fournette could do some damage, and I think this is going to come down to the defense. If Jacksonville wants to play defensively, they will get after Johnson, and they will make life
hell. I don't know about want. I'm going to say the best team's going to win. So whoever wins this was the best team.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, I assume both teams want to win.
But if they do come away with a win, then, you know, I guess you can win any of these games. You know, you can go to Tennessee and win. You can beat Philly without wins.
Yeah, none of those are, yeah, all those games are winnable in a vacuum.
They can't turn the ball over, all right? If Johnson's going to turn the ball over twice, the game's over. He cannot turn the ball over, and Peterson has to have one of his best games.
He's not going to play perfect. He's going to make mistakes.
I didn't say he's going to go 23 for 24.
Guy that started a game since 2011. He's going to make mistakes.
But if he turns the ball over more than once, they will not win.
Well, he's going to have at least one. That's just going to happen. But I think he's going to create some things with his legs. I think it's going to be exciting to watch. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a little gear shift for Redskins fans. They're going to harken back to 2012 a little bit. We're going to do a little 2018 Ravens.
But
some read option.
I do think it's going to be an ugly game.
It's going to be exciting game.
There won't be any fans in that stadium because they've all checked out.
Well, you're checked out because you're not a fan. I'm a freaking fan.
No, I'm talking about Jacksonville's fans.
I think we got a shot to win this game, and our playoff hopes are going to still be alive.
Look at this. He's very positive.
Can I hear the freaking music? Play the music, the positive one for me. Thank you.
800-636-1067. We'll take a few calls here before we get Brandon Lang on at 740 to pick some fatties.
I can't be the only guy in town that thinks we've got a shot.
I think you are.
We're playing the freaking Jags.
I think you're the only guy.
You've got to stop acting like it's not like we're playing an elite team. Playing a freaking poop four-win team. And I understand we're poop, too. But to just think that we're just going to automatically get smoked.
That. It's poop versus poop.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, usually people take the home poop.
Right. So
okay,
when you got the poop road team going to the poop home team, I'm going to give the edge to the poop home team.
And the one poop team that's not fighting with each other.
Because the best defensive players will be on Jacksonville's side.
They're a nightmare over the two. They fired their offensive coordinator. They're benching their quarterback. They're a friggin' nightmare.
Yeah, well, you know what?
All right, let's go to
They might only have to score 16 points.
Either team. Yeah, race to 16 wins. Let's go to Al, D.C. Al, what's up?
Hey, Jumps, man. Hey, all I want to say, what was the Giants' record when they came into the stadium last week?
The Giants were kind of surging, though.
Giants had been playing well, but they were, what, 4-8?
I feel like that was a little bit of a different situation. They had Saquon. Yeah. Eli's been playing better. I think that was a little bit of a different situation. They didn't have Odell.
But I guarantee you, Bickle at some point during the week said the Giants are poop. They're the Giants. They're having a terrible year. Four wins.
I don't
look
remember.
What they did.
Find the audio.
And they rolled up 40.
I don't remember me saying that. Yeah. Find the audio.
How much
of
you
that.
Thought that, though?
I don't have no confidence, DB. That's all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, you've been beaten down. Right, I get it.
Are you going to watch? Are you going to watch the game?
Nope. You're not Christmas shopping.
You really? You're
well,
not going to watch.
Oh, honestly, God bless you. You have a right to do that, but you can't consider yourself a Redskins fan if you're going to go Christmas shopping instead.
Are you a Redskins fan?
Christmas shopping with. I told my wife if they let the Giants come in there and kill them, I will go Christmas shopping with them.
Maybe you could still lie and not go.
That's funny.
No, not me.
Don't spend too much. Hey, don't spend too much.
Have a good one.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Cut that credit card up after you spend, a couple hundred bucks.
All right. Let's go to Tom in Haymarket. Tom, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys.
Hey. What's up?
I'm your resident Virginian by way of Philadelphia. I'm an Eagles guy.
Okay.
Redskins got a shot, guys.
Of course they do.
Carolina, sluggish. Vikings, Kirk Cousins. Eagles, trouble at the quarterback, haven't had a good year. Redskins are in the mix. And they, my opinion, they got to look at the Eagles have Houston and the Rams. I can't see them winning. What is that last game, Eagles, Redskins, is for that sixth seed? Carolina chokes by then. Vikings are done.
I don't see it.
Yeah, but I'm not even looking that far down the road.
The Vikings aren't done. First of all, who's better, Kirk Cousins or Josh Johnson? I know you're laughing at Kirk Cousins, but they've got the best quarterback situation right now out of the teams fighting for the sixth spot.
You're totally right, Bish. I couldn't agree more with that.
And the Vikings, by the way, get the Dolphins at home, who are 1-5 on the road, and they get Detroit the following week, and Detroit sucks. So I think that the Vikings have the best shot right now.
I think if you looked at Vegas, odds on favor to get the sixth seed is probably the Vikings. But listen, guys, crazy. You all know this. Crazier things have happened.
Of course, but I'm not even worried about the playoffs. I'm worried about this game. Yeah. Well, I'm taking it one game at a time.
Well, he said they got a shot.
Well, he's talking about
it's
overall.
A W this week.
What?
It's a W this week.
Yeah, see,
we'll put it this way. The only way they have a shot is if they go 3-0 down the stretch. All right, they go 2-2. They're not going to get in.
2-1
or 2-1. They're not getting in.
It's going to be a classic 12-10 final. You know that.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, the total on the game is 36. Has it dropped below 36, Valdez? Because I've heard that's the lowest.
Well, that cannot be the lowest because you remember the Buffalo game in the snow.
No. I think it. Yeah, that's right.
That was like 31 or something.
Yeah.
It was like 3 feet of snow.
You're right.
I know because I'm silly.
Let's go to James.
Everyone hammered
that.
Right.
Jamie.
That was a pretty high-scoring game, too, from what I remember.
The Buffalo game?
From what I remember, I thought it got over the 31. Do you remember the score?
I don't remember the score.
Yeah. I know McCoy went nuts in that
Actually,
game.
I thought it was under. Because it was like 17 to, or it was an overtime run.
Was it? Okay. So.
Jamie, you're on with the Junks.
Echo.
Hey.
Echo, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, you know, I love your optimism. It's kind of like,
I'm not always optimistic. This week I am.
I know. You always say this, though, when the Skins play a poopy opponent. It's
yes.
the Cardinals.
Correct.
It's so-and-so.
Correct.
The Jags are going to beat the Skins because the Skins suck defensively. I know they got more health on the defensive side than the offensive side, but they can't stop anybody. And Leonard Fournette is going to run all over them this weekend. And Blake Bortles is going to look like the second coming of whoever they had back in the day that we stole from them. Who was the quarterback that we got from them? Do you remember?
Mark Brunell?
Mark Brunell, yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be the second coming of Mark Brunell, and we're going to get blown out. And why would you want to make the playoffs knowing that you're going to get boat raced on national TV again by either the Cowboys or the Bears?
Yeah, I'm not worried about the playoffs. I'm worried about this week.
That's what they're trying to do.
It doesn't
matter if you get blown out in the playoffs. If you get to the playoffs, that's the goal.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
For this team, are you kidding?
That saves jobs, believe me. They're trying to get to the playoffs.
Let's go to Aaron Suitland. Aaron, what's up? You're on with the Junks. Aaron, are you there? Punch him up. Nothing?
Aaron.
It's not working. All right.
All right, so.
I got a few other people, but Drabby has his screen.
There's
yet.
A couple people with you, but I can't imagine there are too many that are confident about this.
Look, it's two bad teams. I get it. But just this, assume that we're going to go in there and just get worked. I disagree. Sorry. I think it's going to be a good fight, be a good game. I'm excited to see what Josh Johnson brings. Read option, see him run around. It's good, it's a great attribute to have when your offensive line is as bad as it's been. If we could stay on sides, just play basic football, don't commit 15 penalties.
Mm-hmm.
They're not very good. They score 16 points a game.
You're right. As a team, they're not very good.
They score 16 a game.
But you don't have to be very good to beat the Skins.
All right.
That's my point.
Okay.
800-636-1067. We'll see what Brandon Lang thinks about this matchup. We haven't talked to him in a few weeks. He'll give us some picks. Got bowl games starting tomorrow. Got some big NFL games. Brandon Lang when we come back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, we haven't talked to Brandon Lang in a few weeks. Time to talk some fatties with Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com.
How's the year been going for Brandon?
Well, he's going to tell us. BL, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man? I'm actually going to L.A. this weekend. I got great tickets to the Rams-Eagles.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
You play a little Bel Air and Riviera, a little two-team Bel Air-Riviera parlay on Sunday and go to the game. And
must be nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a – life's good, man.
Who are you going out there with?
My boy Chris Case, who's a comedy writer.
Uh-huh.
He lives a life, man. He Spin City, Mad About You.
Right.
And Titus was his show on Fox. He dated Kate Walsh of Private Practice. Grey's Anatomy, dated her for 3 years, lived the A-list lifestyle, and then he's now dating a chick that's on one of the Beverly Hills real estate shows.
Oh, wow.
Don't know her name.
He's just killing it.
Oh, he's unbelievable. And he's so cool.
When you go out to L.A., do you stay at a hotel or do you have buddies out there?
No, I stay at his pet. He's in one of the big, massive new high-rises on Westwood Boulevard, which is just literally a driver wedge from UCLA. Mm. So
how's the year going for you in terms of your percentages? Do you have that broken down?
despite the Chiefs implosion, 16-8 run NFL last 9 weeks, 38-23 NFL run going back to last year. College basketball, 21-6 run going back to last year.
Wow.
So, all right, college hoops.
So you're hot right now.
You are hot.
Yeah, college hoops has been ridiculous. I mean, of the 21 winners going back to last year, 15 have been dogs that have won outright. Penn over Villanova Tuesday night. Well, even when I lose a game, I shouldn't have lost a game. It was San Diego plus 8.5 at Oregon Wednesday night. The 10-point margin was the largest lead of the game, courtesy of two free throws with 14 seconds to go. San Diego led the whole game until 5 minutes to go. Just had Alon plus 13. Should have beat Greensboro outright last Friday night. Lost by one.
Did you just call him Alon?
I always call him Alon.
It's Elon.
I know, but I have a buddy of mine whose name is Alon, I call him Alon.
All right, I'm just clarifying. Just clarifying.
Yes. Yeah.
So you did have the Chiefs last night.
Oh, my God.
Up two touchdowns, up 28-14, second half. Couldn't stop anybody.
Hold on a minute. Up 14 inside 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
First time in their franchise history they had ever blown a lead up 14 with 5 minutes to go. And the first time, Scott Van Pelt said this on SportsCenter, first time in franchise history the Chargers ever came back from 14 down with
what was the number?
5 minutes ago.
Three and a half.
Well, three. You always buy the half point down to three. With the favorite. But you could see it coming. You could see they couldn't stop the Chargers.
Right.
They couldn't stop them, so they had to keep scoring. And so penalties killed them.
What did you think about the pass interference? What do you think about the pass interference call in the end zone on Williams late in that game?
Horrible. And then the offensive pass interference on Williams on the touchdown.
Yeah.
Because he blatantly extended the arm and pushed off to create separation. But it shouldn't even have came to that. Andy Reid, going back to his time at Philadelphia, it's amazing to me how you play not to win the game, play not to lose. So when they got the ball back with first and 10 from the 10, you have to throw there. You can't run because they're selling out to the run. So you call something safe. Quick 5 yarder to the tight end. Just something safe. You can't run. They're putting eight in the box. They're bringing a run blitz. You can't run. What's he do? He runs. They lose 3 yards. Now it's 2nd and 13 from the 7. Well, now you're dead. Now you're done. Now the drive's over. Now you're like, okay, how are we going to stop the Chargers? And then they picked up a 4th and 8, 2nd and 20. you just listen. Some games in this business, 27 years, you're not meant to win. And as hot as I've been in the NFL.
Don't I know that?
Hot as I've been in the NFL last week, I've won 6 of the last 8 Sundays. Last week, Sunday night, best bet Bears. Monday night, Seattle. You were not supposed to win Seattle. Cousins has 4th and goal at the 1-yard line with Thielen in the slot left, Rudolph in the slot right. What's Cousins' pick? He picks Rudolph in the slot right. Who breaks open? Thielen in the slot left. That game's 7-6 if he does what he's supposed to do. Why are you going to look to your tight end when your best receiver is in the slot left? Yeah. That's where you go.
A lot of questionable decisions for Cousins this year.
You guys watched him. Cousins, when the big play needs to be made, consistently speaking, Cousins doesn't make the right play. He always makes the wrong play. He's great at times. He's electrifying at times. But in the clutch moments, he won't make the big play. Thielen was the play. Thielen was the route. Thielen was his guy. Then they're up 7-6, and the final score of that game is probably 9-7, and Minnesota covers the number. So I get a win on Monday night that I probably had no right winning with Seattle, and you give it back with Chiefs last night. So
all right, so what do you like? I know I want to get your thoughts on the bowl games tomorrow, but let's stay in the NFL. Three or four like critical matchups. Minnesota has to keep winning over the Dolphins. I've got the over in that game. You've got the the Cowboys Colts big game. I actually like the Colts. I think the Colts are going to get them. Bears Packers big matchup. We've been talking about this now. Skins Jags not a big matchup. I think the Jags are going to win. I wouldn't lay 7.5. But do you have any thoughts on any of these games? Steelers-Pats, huge game. What do you think?
Steelers-Pats over the posted total. You are on the money with Indy. Indy is – there are flat spots in the NFL. You can't figure it out. They're professionals. They're expected to show up. But when you go to Houston and throw for 400 yards on that defense, 399, okay, 400 yards – Luck and Frank Wright and the relationship they have. They've won their last 4 home games by an average of 17 points. By the half point, late 2.5. I'm with you with Indy. I will play New England and Pittsburgh over. And the other game I like is, who are the Giants to be laying 2 to anybody?
Mm-hmm. They've been hot. They have been hot, though.
Hold on a minute. Hot against who?
Bad teams. But I'm just saying they're playing well offensively. Okay. It's not like Tennessee's any good offensively. Come on.
Okay, who's the last team to beat Dallas?
Tennessee Titans?
Dominated them, 28-14. Dallas couldn't stop them.
Yeah.
4 red zone trips by the Titans. So my point is, when the Titans are clicking, they are tough, and their defense is good. And if they're going to go in there, playing for a playoff spot, plus 2, they will win that game outright.
Okay. All right, Pat Steelers over, Tennessee plus 2.
And Indy.
By the way, I heard this yesterday. The Patriots, coming off a straight-up loss, if they are a small favorite, a slight favorite of 3 or less, the next week, they're 20-0 against the spread.
Oh, yeah. No. I like them.
That is crazy.
I would lose with them before I would take a shot with Pittsburgh. I've said this for years. There are 2 coaches in the NFL who are overrated. Mike Tomlin and Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. I've said it. Bill Belichick's career road playoff record. What is it?
I don't know what you're going to tell me, though.
4-5.
Okay.
So unless they've gotten home field advantage in a first-round bye, they normally don't go to the Super Bowl.
That is true. Critical.
He's in a watered-down division, getting to play Buffalo, Miami, and the Jets every year. Put him in the Pittsburgh's division. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Baltimore every year. Take him out west, Chiefs, Denver, Chargers every year. No. He's in that weak division, and it's like follow the yellow brick road. 4-5 career on the road. Tom Coughlin took the New York Giants on the road, won 3 road playoff games, and then beat the 18-0 Patriots. And people praise Bill Belichick like he's the greatest thing since the second coming. Number 2, Mike Tomlin. Horrible coach.
Well, especially when he plays the Patriots.
5-0. Straight up, against the spread, last 5 meetings. There you go.
All right, real quick, bowls start tomorrow. I got some interest in a couple of them. Do you like anything on Saturday?
Yeah, well, if you fire, tell me.
I think Georgia Southern's a good play. Eastern Michigan struggles to score, and Eastern Michigan played Army earlier in the year, similar offense, and allowed 300 yards on the ground. I think Georgia Southern gets them. I also like the under in the Fresno-ASU game. I'll go under 54 or 55 in that.
That's so funny. I just looked at that game last night and said that game's going to go under. Fresno State's defense.
Great minds think alike, my friend.
And Arizona State solid. And then North Texas.
Okay.
Your whole coaching staff, your defensive coordinator and your head coach of App State have now moved on to Louisville, Kentucky. And if I were to tell you, there's only one team in college football that outgained every single one of their opponents this year. Who was it?
Hold on. You said North Texas?
North Texas and Appalachian State.
No. North Texas playing Utah State.
Yes, North Texas, Utah State. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's only one team in all of college football that outgained every single one of their opponents this year.
I'm guessing it's North Texas.
North Texas.
Catching 7.5.
Every game. All their losses were less than 5 points.
There it is. All right, Pat Steelers over, Tennessee plus, and Indy, and then he likes North Texas tomorrow. BrandonLang.com.
Thank you, Brandon.
Always a pleasure, my friend. We got to get out of here.
Got it, guys. See
you. All right, buddy.
All right, man. All right, don't get caught empty-handed, Richard. A bottle of KO Distilling's award-winning Bare Knuckle Whiskey or Battle Standard 142 Gin makes a great last-minute holiday gift. In fact, KO's Bare Knuckle was just named Virginia's Best Bourbon. Stop by the distillery in Manassas or your local liquor store and grab a bottle or two. Looking for some festive cocktails to serve up this holiday season? Visit kodistilling.com for recipes, or you can stop by their tasting room in Manassas like I did. Try some for yourself. Please drink KO and all holiday spirits responsibly this season. When we come back, Fridays with Feinstein.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.